We're providing a new permanent accommodation now for 350 young people, and which will include classrooms, as you can expect, a music room, drama, PE hall, home economics, art, craft, and playing pitches. And it's expected the construction of these schools will commence in early 2012. This is a new model, as you know, in providing post-primary and primary schools, and I'm delighted that with all of the hard work of my colleagues, Dr. McDade and Deputy Blaney, and particularly the VEC and the Board of Management, that on their 10th anniversary this year, we're in a position to go ahead with the provision of their new school.
And suffice to say, the facilities have not been ideal for pupils heretofore or up to now.
No, but I suppose really that's part of the regard that the development that we've had in the Gael Scullina and in the Gael Colaisty in Donegal, and I must say that the college itself has a wonderful reputation, great teachers and a great team there, you know, children have done very, very well, and I think a lot of that is down to a lot of hard work since the Gael Colaisty was established in 2000. And what we're seeing now in an overall context is a considerable amount of investment in Donegal VEC and in a number of other investments that we will see here within the country.